Mesechta Saita, Daf Lamed Tes, 3 lines from the top of Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, and the Gemara begins what seems to be a new sugya about Kriyas HaTorah. And the question is, what does this sugya have to do with the sugya that we were learning beforehand? And some say it's because we brought 8 Ma'amarim of Rabbi Shua ben Levi on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, and we will see an additional member of Rabbi Shua ben Levi on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. And the Gemara begins, Amar Rav Bar Rav Huna, Kiva Shenifteh Sefer Torah, Asa L'Sapa Afilu B'Dvay Halacha, that once the Sefer Torah is open, it's Asa to speak, and even if you're going to speak about Torah, and even if you're going to speak about Dvay Halacha. And although we touch word Kiva Shenifteh as the Sefer Torah was open, however, from Rashi it's Mashma that it's not talking about once the Sefer Torah is open, but once they actually start reading the Sefer Torah, and once the Baal Kuri starts actually reading. Shenema, we bring a Pasuk which is from Nehemiah, and the Pasuk is talking about Ezra at the first Rosh Hashanah, after they had the building of the Chaimus Yushlayim, and Klai Yisrael was coming back to Yushlayim, and the Pasuk states, by Yiftach Ezra HaSefer, and Ezra opened up the Sefer Torah, La'ini Kala'am, in front of the eyes of all the people, Kim Al Kala'am Oya, at that point he was higher than the nation, as he was standing on a platform, Uchepischoy Amdu Kala'am, and when he opened up the Sefer Torah, the entire nation stood, and Rashi says, Uchepischoy Ushechischol, and as we said, Rashi is clarifying, it is not when he opened up the Sefer Torah, but when he started reading the Sefer Torah, and the Gemara explains that even though the Pasuk states that the nation stood, however, Ein Amida El Shtika, when it says the Lashon Amida over here, it means that the nation kept quiet and kept still. And the Gemara brings a riot that the Lashon Amida could mean that they kept quiet, as the Pasuk says in Eov, Vaychalti ki lo yedaberu ki amdu lo yanu oid, and we see that the Lashon Amida could be a Lashon of Shtika. And the Gemara continues that even though Rav Bar Rav Huna learned the din that Asal Sapa filu b'dra alacha from the Pasuk in Nehemiah, which is in Pasuk Hey, however, Rav Zera Amar Rav Chista Mehacha, Rav Zera says the name of Chista, that we learn out that it's Asal Daba B'Shas Kriyas HaTorah from Pasuk Gimel, which is stating the same Pasha in Nehemiah as the Pasuk over there states, for Ozne Kala'am El Sefer Torah, that when the Sefer Torah was being read, that the nation was listening, and therefore they weren't speaking. And the Mordechai brings that there are some that say they have to stand during Kriyas HaTorah, and they bring a raya based on the Pasuk in Nehemiah that said, Uchepischoy Amdu Kala'am. However, the Mordechai says that L'maisa in our Gemara, we say that Lashon Amida means that they were quiet and has nothing to do with them standing up, and therefore would not necessarily be a raya from this pasuk. However, others say that in Chinami, that Lafi Rav Bar Rav Huna, it might not be a raya, but according to Rav Zera and the name of Rav Chista, that learned it from the end of the pasuk of Nehemiah that states, V'ozni Kalam El Sefer Torah, therefore it seems that he learned the Lashon Amida is that they were mamish standing, and therefore you would have to stand by Kriyas HaTorah, and others learned this idea from other psukim and ayin in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Mem Aleph. And the Taisa Shan says over here, Perish Rashbam, Avol Imahada Ape Leslamba, if you turn your face away from Kriyas HaTorah, then you have no problem learning the Mil Kriyas HaTorah, the Omer Parakam de Brachas, because on the Chesem and Aleph and Mesechus Brachas we learned the Rav Sheshet Mahada Ape Vigaris, the Rav Sheshet would turn away his face and he would learn. However, the Taisa Shan then brings from Rabbi Yotam, the Imkain, Havling Talmudel is Sui Had Rav Sheshet Vilema, Shemutta Bezer Inyan, that Lucharia, if there's actually a Heter, then our Gemara should have brought this din and should have said that based on Rav Sheshet, it's Mutta to actually speak and learning if you would turn away from the Sefer Torah. And Taisa Shan states, Alki Nirli, to Rav Sheshet Polig de Bedval Lachashari, that Rav Sheshet actually argues on our Gemara, and he holds that if you're talking and learning, that would be mutter. And Ayin and Taisa Dibel Maskel Kiv Shenifteh Sefer Torah Asal Sapa Afilu B'Dvay Halacha. That he also brings this memory of Rav Sheshet, and he says Inami Rav Sheshet Shiny Mishum Dehavim Ma'or Inayim. Since Rav Sheshet was blind, Dave Potter B'Kriya, and therefore he's Potter from Kriya Sefer Mishum Dave Dvarim Shebeksav. He had to Rishoy La'im and Alpeh, and since he can't see it inside, therefore he's Potter from Kriya Sefer V'Kiv in the Potter B'Kriya Afilu B'Shashmiya Yochel Aser B'Dvay Halacha. And therefore specifically Rav Sheshet had a heter to speak and learning, and V'Hayin the Kama, and that's why in the Gemara Daf Chesam and Aleph and Brachos, the Gemara says that Rav Sheshet stated in the Bididu Va'anam Bididon that they have to do what they do, which is that they have to read Kriyas HaTorah because they have a chiyuv since it's Dvarim Shebeksav and they are able to see it. However, since I can't read it, therefore I have to be Isaac in Torah in something which will be a chiyuv for me, and that's why specifically Rav Sheshet had to learn at that time and he had to make sure to be learning Torah Shabbat Peh. And Taisa then continues and states Miu Mistaver Kepirish Rach the Pirish Hasam Daf Rav Sheshet, that Rav Sheshet specifically was able to learn while they were having Kriyas HaTorah the Torah Nasai Aval Inna Kuravis Filon. But nowadays we hold a Kravah Dam Ravah Kivish Nivtach Sefer Torah, it would be Asa to do so V'Hai Dav Mahada Ape, and if it was Mutted for Rav Sheshet to do so since it was Torah Sum Nasai, so why do you have to turn his face? Yeshleim Glaver Ochre Mechsa L'Sasa B'Dva Alocha Ba'Ampi Tzibura Ba'Oy Shein HaSuka Mishmias HaTorah Ayin and Taisis. And the Gemara continues V'Am Rabbi Shul B'Levi Kol Koyin Shleim Notel Yadu L'Yisas Kapov, that any Koyin that did not wash his hands, he should not do Nesis Kapayim and he should not duchen. Shenem as the Pasuk states in Tillim, Suyadechem Kodesh Uvarchus Hashem, that after you go and you wash your hands, hands and you make them kodesh, then you could bench Hashem. And it's mashma from Rashi and Asur Gershley Notali Adav Lefnei Aleis LeDuchin. They have to do so right before you go up to Duchin, and it wouldn't be enough if you wash your hands in the morning and you were careful not to become tummy and you're careful not to touch Mekhemis Amutanafis. And I anticipate Divim Askel Kokhoy Shley Notali Adav that he brings the exact opposite idea from Rashi, as Pirish Rashi Amri Rebbe in Notali Adav Shachris, if he actually washes his hands in the morning, the entire Kohen in Sarach Litol Yadav Kshay LeDuchin, then he would not have to do so. And Taisa says, Echumaduma Shehutuk Mehagos Talmud, it must be that this was a Hagos from the Talmud of Rashi, Shere in Lashayna Mashmakach, as we see from Rashi over here, and as we explained, the Rashi over here seems clear that a Kohen has to wash his hands specifically for Duchening and specifically for Bechas Kohenim. And Taisa brings a couple more Rayas. The first Raya is that's Mashma from the Pasuk that the Gemara brings that was specifically talking about Nesias Kapayim. It's Mashma taken from the Til Zidayim, Bechas Kohenim, and it's a special din, but again, Bechas Kohenim, that even if you wash your hands previously, you still have to wash your hands exclusively for Bechas Kohenim. And Taisa brings another Raya that L'chira, if this person didn't wash his hands in the morning, and therefore the Gemara is teaching us that he has to wash his hands for Bechas Kohenim, L'chira, there would not be a need to teach us that, as we know that prior to learning Torah, you have to wash your hands, and Bechas Kohenim is no less than learning Torah. And once again, you see that even though this person washed his hands in the morning, the Kohen still would have to wash his hands specifically for Bechas Kohenim. And at the end of Taisa, Taisa points out that the shear of take of Lidnatil Zidayim Bechas Kohenim is 22 Amis, and I in Taisa as to his Raya. And the Gemara continues, Shol Talmidim Vesrab Elez Ben Shmua, the Talmidim of Rab Elez Ben Shmua asked the Rebbe, B'ma'ar Rach L'yamim, what is your schus, and what midah, what you careful with, that you live so long? Amalhen, and he responded to them, B'yamai lo yasisu Beisa Knesset Kapanriya, that my entire life, I never made a Beisa Knesset into a shortcut. And Rashi says, as the Gemara says in Brachis, that the Lashon of Kapanriya is a Lashon on Makifna Adrei Eir Baha, that instead of going around the entire area, I will walk through. And as Rashi says, Ad Shanei Makif Sav Vashu Is Halolu, instead of walking around this entire block, a Kanes Bezev at Katsidaki, I'll create a shortcut and walk straight through the Beis HaKnesses. And the Mefarshim asked that L'chira, what is the Chiddush if this is a regular halacha? And of course, Rabbi Elez Ben Shmua had to do this. And they explained that even in those cases where it's actually mutter to walk through a Beis HaKnesses, even in those cases, Rabbi Elez Ben Shmua was careful not to make a Beis HaKnesses into a shortcut. And Rabbi Elez Ben Shmua continued that the second thing I did was Blei Pesati Al Rashi Am Chodesh, that when I was walking to the Beis Medrash and we were Talmidim that were already there sitting on the floor, and even though I would have to go to the front in order to give my share, I wouldn't walk through the area as it wouldn't be covered for the Talmidim. And Rashi explains, Sheyeshim Talmidim Beis HaMedrash Al Gabi Akako, the standard was the Talmidim used to sit on the floor in the Beis HaMedrash, the Mahal Pei Neim, and someone that walks through them and between them, Shein Yeshim while they're sitting, V'nichlis Leishim M'Kaimah, and is walking in order to get to his own spot, Machab Siyasa Bal Kochoi, he's forced to spread his legs and walk between them and take larger steps, V'ulashim Mifsa, V'nir K'mifsa Rashim, and looks like he's stepping on the head, L'fikach Tzarek L'Hakdim, or Yeshim Leibim M'chutz, and therefore he had to make sure to always be early or he would sit outside. And this was a special sensitivity and a covered that he gave to young Talmid Chachamim. And the third thing was that Rabbi Elez ben Shmua was a Kohen, v'lo nesasi kapay b'lo bracha, and I didn't do Bechas Kohenim without saying a bracha. And the Gemara asked, my mevarach, what is the bracha? Om Rav Zira, Om Rav Chista, asher kitshanu b'kedushasi shel Aaron v'tzivanu levarach es Am Yisrael bi'ava. And once again, the Mefarshim asked, the L'chira, of course, he had to make this bracha, as we know, by every mitzvah, you have to make a bracha, evil asiyasan. And some explained that it was not the standard in those days to make a bracha, as l'maisa, you don't make a bracha when you're doing something else, which is also a bracha, and therefore, in those days, it wasn't necessarily a minute to make a bracha, and he was careful to make a bracha. However, the Ritva, Mesechus Megillah, and Afchav Zayin Abay states, lo yadana maichas hidusa b'hai, da mashmat hai bracha choyvu l'chol koyim mevarach. And the Ritva says, v'dilma hi gufa kamashban, maybe this gufa the chiddush of Agamara, the chol koyim mevarach, oisa, misbarach umarach yomim, that any koyim that makes this bracha, and actually does bechas koyim, he will actually be misbarach, and he'll have a richas yomim. And it could be the reason why we took a break about bechas koyim, and we mentioned the din of Rav Bar Huna of Kivish Niftach Sevitera Asal Sapa Filip Dua Locha is because one of the Amorim that's mentioned over there is Rav Zira the name of Rav Chista that brought the Pasuk Nechemia of Ozni Kalam El Seif HaTera. And Rav Zira Rav Chista just also taught us that the bracha for Bechaz Kainim is Asheket Shalom Mekdusha Shal Aaron Vitzivan Ola Varechaz Amma Yisrael Bi'Ava. And the Gemara continues that we learned on Naflam Rav Chesam Abayis that Om Rav Bishul Malevi Kol Koyin Sheino Ilu Ba'Vida Shuv Eino Ilu, and we said that the Koyin has to be Iker Raglov prior to finishing HaMachs Shkinas Letziyain or Shoyis and make his way up to the area where they will duchen. And the Gemara continues, Ki oka kari mai oma, when he gets to that area where he will duchen, at that point when he's standing there and he's turning towards the teva, what is it that he says? And the Gemara Gemara brings Yiratzim from Necha Hashem Elokeinu Shtei Bracha Zu Shetzivanu Levarachas Am Chisol Lo Yeba Mechshava Avayin, that this bracha that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was mitzavas to bench Klal Yisrael should not have a Mechshava Avayin. And the nusach that we have in our Siddurim is very similar to this, but it dropped differently. And Rashi on Daf Lamed Tesamah Breis brings that Umarach Ba Atcha Tichla Amin Shehlidah Mepitziba, that the Kehanim should make sure to continue this Yiratzim and try to complete saying this Yiratzim when the Chazan finishes the bracha Veidah and he says Hatayv Shimcha Olucha Noah Lahoides, and this way when the call answers Amin, they're answering Amin to the bracha Veidah as well as to the Yiratzim. And the Gemara continues that afterwards, of course, the Kehanim would say the bracha of Birchas Kainim, they would say all three brachas of Yivrecha Hashem Shemrecha, etc. And then afterwards, they would turn their face back from the Tzibur, and at that point, they would stand there until the Chazan finishes Sim Shalim. The Gemara is, V'chimahat ha'apim mitziburah mayoma, and when they turn their face away from the Tzibur and back towards the Aron HaKadosh, what would the Kehanim say? Adabri Rav Chista Rav Ukva V'darish. So Rav Chista spoke to Rav Ukva, and he told him this idea, and he told Rav Chista to go and dash in as follows, that the Kehanim would say as follows, V'bainu Shalaylam, Asinu Mashik Zatalenu, we did exactly as you would nigzar on us, and we gave Klai Yisrael Bracha, and you should do with us what you promised to do. And Rashi explains this refers to the fact that that you HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be masking to our bracha, as the pasuk says that once the Kohanim will bench Klai Yisrael, I will also bench Klai Yisrael. And then they continue and they say the pasuk of Hashkifu Mein Kachcha Min Hashemayim Uvarach Es Amcha Yisrael Vesadam Asher Nesata Lanu Kasher Nishbat Lavisenu Eretz Zavas Cholav Udvash. And the Gemara continues, and as we know, the Kohanim not only stretch out their hands when they say Birchas Kainim, but they also put their fingers in a specific fashion and they stretch out their fingers. So Amar Chista of Chista states, Eina Kayon Meshoyim Lachav Kishrei Tzbiseim Atriyachsu Pneim Menatziba, that after they finish Birchas Kainim, they are not allowed to close up their fists like a regular person until they turn their face away from the Tziba and they turn towards the Aron Kodesh. And the Gemara continues, Amar Abzira, Amar Abchista. Once again, we bring a memoir from Abzira and Amar Abchista. Eina Kayri Vishay Likris Kainim Atriyachla Amim Piatziba, the person that will call out Kainim should not do so until he makes sure that's completely silent and that all of the tzibah completed saying Amen after the bracha vaydah and after the chazan stated Hatayv Shimcha Olucha Noah Lahoides. And Rav Chista also stated Ve'ina Kohanim Mishrein Lahaschel B'bracha Atchiyichlo Dibam Piyakirei, that the Kohanim should not start saying the bracha of Asher Kitchanim V'Kedushas Yishal Aaron V'Tzibano Levarachas Am Yisrael B'Ahava prior to the Shliach Tzibah or the chazan Kneses finishing saying the word Kohanim and calling them up to say Birchas Kohanim. And Ve'ina Tzibah Mishrein Lanis Amen Atchiyichlo Bracha Piyakirei, and the tzibah should not respond Amen until they hear the complete bracha of the Kohanim, and the Kohen ends off Levarachas Am Yisrael B'Ava. And finally, Ve'ina Kohanim Mishoyil Haskel B'Bracha Acheres Atchiyichlo Amen Piyatziba, that the Kohanim cannot start saying the other bracha, meaning Yivrecha Hashem Yishmecha, until the entire tzibah is quiet and they finish saying the entire word of Amen. And this seems the way that people learn this Gemara. However, I was thinking that maybe based on the Gemara that we had before about Rabbi Elazar ben Shmua, and based on the pshat that we said, then those days it wasn't necessary completely mekubal that they would say the bracha of Asher Kitchanim B'Kedushas Yishal Aaron V'Tzibanu Levarachas Am Yisrael B'Ava, and therefore we can understand that when the Gemara states Ve'ina Kohanim Mishrein Lahaskel B'Bracha Atchiyichlo Dibam Piyakohen is not referring to the Birchas HaMitzvah and it's referring to Yivrecha Hashem Yishmecha, which they would start immediately after the Shliach Tzibah would say Kohanim. And when the Gemara states Ve'ina Kohanim Mishrein Lahaskel B'Bracha Acheres Atchiyichlo Amim Piyatziba, it would make more sense that we call this a bracha Acheres, as we're now discussing the Kohanim saying the second bracha Birchas Kohanim of Yisa Hashem. And the Gemara continues with another din b'degei Birchas Kohanim. V'amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Chista, Ina Kohanim Mishrein Lahachse Pnei Menatziba Atchi Yatzchel Shliach Tzibah B'Sim Shalim, that the Kohanim would not turn away from the Tzibah and would not turn back to face the Aron Kodesh until the Shliach Tzibah started Sim Shalim. And finally, Ve'inu Mishrein Lahachse Ragleim V'Leilich Atchi Yigmar Shliach Tzibah Sim Shalim, that even though when they started Sim Shalim they were able to turn back and face the Aron Kodesh, however they have to stand there and wait until the Shliach Tzibah finishes the entire bracha of Sim Shalim. And the Gemara continues and discusses dinim of Kriyas HaTorah. V'am Rav Zeira, Am Rav Chista, and Rav Zeira and the name Rav Chista said the following memra: Ina Tzibah Rishayin Lanis Amen Asher Tichlo Brachim Piyakirei, that when this Kriyas HaTorah, then the Tzibah is not allowed into Amen until the one who had the bracha, which in those days was the Kirei, because he also read from the Torah, that he actually completed his bracha and he said Asher and he ended off nice in that Torah. And the one who's reading the Torah is not allowed to start reading the Torah until the Tziba completely finishes saying the word Amen. And they third did, and the person that's going to go and translate the Torah after the Bakari reads a Pasuk does not start being Metagim until the Bakari finishes that Pasuk. And finally, a fourth in, and the one who is reading Kriyas HaTorah cannot start the next Pasuk until the person that's reading the Tagim actually completes the translation. And Rashi in this Sugya states, and the reason for all these dinim is because of the din that two voices cannot combine together and a person will not be able to hear two voices properly, and therefore we have to make sure that the person who's saying bracha finishes his bracha and then you answer amen, and once you answer amen, that the person who's reading from the Torah does not start Kriyas HaTorah until the Tziba finishes saying amen. And the Gemara continues, Amar B'Tanchum Amar B'Shul Malevi Hamafta B'Navi Tzarech Shikur B'Torah Tchila, that the person that they will mechabed to have a Torah has to actually read from the Torah first, and the reason is because of Kavod HaTorah, as people shouldn't think that the person that received Navi has the same chashivas as a person who reads the Torah, and therefore we say that this person only has chashivas based on the fact that he already read from the Torah. And the Gemara continues with another member from B'Tanchum Amar B'Shul Malevi, as V'Amar B'Tanchum Amar B'Shul Malevi Einam After Rishoy Lahafta B'Navi, that the person who's going to read the Torah cannot begin saying the Torah from the Navi actually go to Sefer Torah until they roll up the Sefer Torah. And Rashi says B'mat B'chaysav with its coverings Kadesh Layu Agolim Trudim L'Shmei Avtera Mipiam After. And this is a practical reason based on the fact that we want to make sure that whoever is rolling up the Sefer Torah will be able to listen to the Torah. If you Rashi it's Mashma they have to complete rolling up the Sefer Torah prior to starting reading the Torah. However, Meiri gives another reason Kadesh Layam and a Sefer B'lei Goylo V'Masasik B'Avtera, in order to make sure that they don't start the Sefer Torah and no one does Galila Achi Sichu Daita Meglil Sefer Torah, and then it'll be Mesiach Das from rolling up the Sefer Torah. And according to this, it would be enough that as long as the person already started doing Galila, then you could start reading the Torah. And before we continue, let's just discuss the Metzias. In those days, the Batik Metzias were in the fields and they were in the middle of the cities, and therefore they were unprotected and they wouldn't leave the Sefer Torah in the shuls, and they would take it out of the shul and they would store it in someone's house in order to guard the Sefer Torah and make sure that no one destroyed them. And when they used to bring the Sefer Torah into shul, they would place beautiful cloths around the urn, and they would place the Sefer Torah inside the urn, or some say these beautiful cloths were placed on what we call the bima, and then they would place the Sefer Torah onto the bima. And after they finished davening, then the gabai would take the Sefer Torah back to the home where it was secured and where it was stored. And the Gemara now teaches us, that the shliach tziba is not allowed to take off the beautiful cloths that surround the teva while the tziba is still in shul, because we have to have covered tzibur, and this would be tichud tzibura. And Rashi explains that since the tzibur would not leave the Beis HaKnesses until the Sefer Torah left the Beis HaKnesses, so if the Chazan HaKnesses would have to be busy to undo all of the beautiful trappings that they placed around the Sefer Torah, it would take a lot of time, and therefore the gabbai would take the Sefer Torah out of the shul, the tzibur would leave the shul, and the gabbai would have to come back to shul to go and clean up and finish taking off the cloths that surrounded the area of the Sefer Torah. And the Gemara continues with the fourth member from a Tanchum Amar B'Shul Balevi, as Amar Tanchum Amar B'Shul Balevi in Hatzibur Rishoyin Lotes Achi Natal Sefer Torah, that the Tzibur is now leave the Beis HaKnesses until the Sefer Torah is removed from the Teva and is removed from the Aron Kodesh. And we would not gurus the words V'Yinich B'Mkoymai, as the Rif and the Rosh are definitely not gurus this in Masechet Megillah, and Rashi and Argamar is also Mashmer this way. And if Shmuel Aman Shmuel states Achi Etei, that until the Sefer Torah is actually taken out of the Beis HaKnesses, the Tzibur is now leave the Beis HaKnesses. And the Gemara explains V'Loi Pligi, and is actually not a machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel Malevi and Shmuel, as Hod Ikka Pischa Achrina, as Rabbi Shmuel Malevi is talking about a case where there are two doors, and therefore, as long as you know that the Sefer Torah is going to go out of door A, then the Tzibur could go out of door B, and that would not be a bazillion for the Sefer Torah. However, Hod Ikka Pischa Achrina, Shmuel is talking about a case where there's only one doorway to the Beis HaKnesses, and therefore, the covered HaTorah would be that the Torah should go out first, and then the Tzibur should follow thereafter. And based on the way we learned at Gemara, this din applied in those days when they took the Sefer Torah out of the Beis HaKnesses, but nowadays, potentially, this din would not have any bearing on us. However, others learned this Gemara differently, and therefore, our Gemara would have bearings on our Batei Knesset as well. L'chir from our Gemara's Mashma, this din on the Tzibur, but this would not be a din on a Yochid. And if your Yochid wants to leave the Beis HaKnesses, as long as there's a Tzibur that's still in the Beis HaKnesses, possibly this din would not apply for Tzarech Bir. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rava. Rava states, Barhina Azbuli, that Barhina, who was a person, he explained to me a Makara as to why a person should not leave the Beis HaKnesses before the Sefer Torah, as the pasuk states, "Achrei Hashem alekechem telechu." You should only walk out after Kadosh Baruch Hu, meaning after the Sefer Torah. And we just explained the Gemara that this member of Rava is actually going back on the prior din of the Gemara. However, when we get to the end of the Gemara, we will actually explain that possibly this member of Rava can really be discussing the next member. And the Gemara continues, "Bizman shekhanim brachos ha'am ma'hin omrim." When the kohanim are actually saying the bracha or birchas kohanim, what is the tzibah saying? And Rashi says that it makes sense that the tzibah should be saying something as she yiru masbiri ponim u'maydim u'fanav al b'choisav lahari shei nechaslen, that you want to make sure that the tzibah is not just standing there quietly and they're saying something in order to show that they accept the brachos and they're happy with these brachos. And the Gemara continues, "Om Rav Zeira, Om Rav Chista." So Rav Zeira said in Om Rav Chista that during the weekday they said the following three psukim, which are all found in Kapitel Kuf Gimel in Tehillim, and the psukim are Baruch Hashem Alach of Gibere Koyach Oisi Devarei Lishmaya Bekal Devarei Baruch Hashem Kol Tzavah Mishorsav Oisi Ritzainai, and finally Baruch Hashem Kol Maisav Bechol Makayim Ois Memshaltai Baruchi Nafshi Es Hashem. And in the Gemara and Daf Mem Amud Aleph, the Gemara will discuss exactly when the Tzibah would say these psukim. And the Gemara continues that even though these three psukim were sent during the weekday, however, it makes sense that when you have Musav on Shabbos or on Yontiv, we would have other psukim, as Rashi says, Shu Nesias Kapayim Chodesh She'ena Bechol Tzarech Chadish As Divrei Am, and therefore we have to say new words, and we shouldn't say the same psukim that we said during the weekday. And the Gemara therefore says, "B'Musav the Shabbat Ma'hin Omrim." What would they say during Musav on Shabbos when the Kohanim were Duchen? And Amar Rav Asi stated that they actually said three psukim, two from Kapitel Kuf Lamed Dalid and one from Kapitel Kuf Lamed Hey. The first two are Shir Malis Hine Baruchos Hashem Kol Avdei Hashem Ha'Imdu Veis Hashem Baleilis, and then they said Pasuk Beis of Suy Dechem Kodesh Uvaruchos Hashem, and then they skipped to Kuf Lamed Hey Pasuk of Aleph, and they said Baruch Hashem Etzion Sheikh Yishlaim Haluka. And the Gemara is that L'chira, since during the week we said three psukim from Tehillim Kapitel Kuf Gimel, and on Shabbos we actually have two psukim in Kuf Lamed Dalid, so why don't we also continue with the third pasuk, which is also in Kapitel Kuf Lamed Dalid, which is Pasuk Gimel, and V'leimu Yivrech Hashem Etzion Dichsib Bahu Inyano, and we should say the pasuk of Yivrech Hashem Etzion Oisei Shemayim V'Aretz, which is in the same kapitel, and it's Kapitel Kuf Lamed Dalid Pasuk Gimel. And the Gemara answers, "Om Yehuda Breeder of Shem Ben Pasi Mitech Shehischu BeBechayshu Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu Misayim BeBechayshu Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu." That since the first two brachos have to do with us benching HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore we continue with the pasuk that states Baruch Hashem Etzion Sheikh Yishlaim Haluka, which is benching HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we don't want to continue with pasuk Gimel, even though it's in the same kapitel, because over there we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bench us. And the Gemara will now continue and discuss the three psukim that are said by Mincha by a Tainus. And Rashi says Shenoisim by Kapayim, because you do Nesias Kapayim by Mincha when it's a Tainus. She'en came Mishab Menaches. However, by other Menaches they don't say Birchas Atayra Mishum Shikras, because potentially the Kohen could be Shikar. And as Rashi says in Masechtas Tainus, Ben Mincha D'chol Yom Meshchicha by Shikras Shekrasor V'Zimnun Meshchas Sudase U'Mishtaker, and he'll be drunk U'Parish Yodi B'Hadei Chamei, and he'll go and do Nesias Kapayim while he's drunk. The Kohen Shasu Yain Asal Lisa's Kapov, and a Kohen who drank wine is also for him to do the Sidus Kapayim. Shenema Yayim Vishekha Altesh, Bevechim Ala Kodesh, and the Sidus Kapayim Main Avodah. And as we stated before, that the Sidus Kapayim have many dinim that are similar to Avodah. And Taisa Dibu Maskh Ben Chasta Tanisa, Mai Omri, he brings down from Gemara Mesechus Tainis on Daf Chavon Beis that the Gemara Paskins over there like Rabbi Yasi, and based on the Loy Plug, Rabbi Yasi Paskins that we don't do the Sidus Kapayim even on a Tainis, even though it's not Shechiach Shikris, as Vasik Lachlufi Bishar Yami, as possibly they would get mixed up and do Nesias Kapayim on a regular mincha when it's not a tainus. And Ayin and Taisis who brings two terutzim. And our Gemara now begins with Minchas Tanisim Mai Amri. What psukim would they say by mincha on a tainus? So Amar Ba'acha Ba'yakov, they would say the following psukim, which are three psukim in Yirmiyah and Perak Yudalad, which are psukim Zayin Ches and Tes. The first pasuk states, "Im Avinenu Anu Banu Hashem Aseilam An Shemecha Ki Rabu Mishuvoseinu L'chocha Tanu." And the second pasuk they stated was, "Mikvi Yisrael Mashiya Be'ez Tzara Lo Masiya Kager Ba'aretz Ukhareach Nata Lalon." And the third pasuk was Lo Masiya Kish Nidam Giba Layuchal Yishia VaAtu BeKibenu Hashem VeShimcha Aleinu Nikra Al Tanchenu. And Taisus is bothered if the reason why the Yidden would say these psukim during Birchas Kohanim was to show that they're happy with the brachos. So L'Chayyur, what do these psukim have to do with being happy with the brachos? It seems to be a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as Taisus says in Taima Hani Psukim Nuchasa Mayas Paras Panim Ikabu. And Taisus says Yeshleima Meshum Dahayim Misanan Al Tzar Shleitav Al Tziba. The reason why they had Tanit Tziba was because of something that that would happen. And the Gemara Masechtas Tainis and in Masechtas Megillah states, then the last quarter of the day on a Tainis Siba, they would daven Mincha and they would ask for Rachmim. And since that period of time is a auspicious time for asking Rachmim, therefore, Zaktaisis Hilkel Chetirin and Bari Rachmim, but in the Parsi Yadayu, the Ace Ratzinu, for Anu Tzibu Amen, and the Tzibu will answer Amen on this, and that's why they were Masakin this, even though in a Khanami, there was no Hasbaras Panim in this Psukim. And also, I am the end of Taisis where he talks about dreams, and it could be that this is the basis why we say Rabbeinu Shalom, which discusses dreams, when we actually say Bechas Kainim on Yom Taivim. And we continue on Daf Mem Manalov, Beni'il Dem de Kippur, my Amma, what are the three Psukim that we would say by Yom Kippur, by Ne'ilah? And the Gemara states, Amma Mazutra, Va'amma Yilav, Masisatana, that we say the Psukim in Tehillim, in Parakuf Chavches, Psukim Dalad Hei and Vav, that states, Hine, Kichen Yivarech Gava, Yirei Hashem, the second Pasuk is, Yivarech Hashem Etziyin, Urei Betuv Yishlayim, Kol Yimei Chayacha, and the third Pasuk is, Urei Vanu Luvanecha, Shalom Al Yisrael. And Taisis at the top of the Amma is, Lo Yadana, Mai Lo Yom, Ben Ilo De Tainis, Kehech Da Amma Ben Chosat Hanisa, that we should say the same Psukim by Ne'ilah, as we say by Mincha on the Tainis, the Mashma Gemara, Perk Shleish Brokim, the Betainis, having Nami Ne'ilah, Al Musav Lo Yavibuhu, the Lemaisa, a Tainis, is similar to Yom Kippur, because in both you have Ne'ilah. Therefore, Taisis is bothered that L'chari, there should be no difference between the Psukim that we say by Mincha, by a Tainis Tiba, and the Psukim that we should say by Ne'ilah, Ayin Sham. Let's just go back and point out two different points. Number one, we mentioned that Ben Yehuda learned the memory of Rava on our current Gemara, and the Ben Yehuda explained that Rava was saying, Bar Hina Asbuli, that Bar Hina explained that why is it that the Yisraelim would actually say these Psukim when the Kahanim would be Mivarach Zam, and as Rashi says, because they want to show that they were happy and they're thankful that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us these Brachos, and it's on this point that Bar Hina explained that the Pasuk states, Achre Hashem Alekechem Teilechu, which tells us that a person should act as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since we saw in Daf Lamed Chesam Beis that Rabbi Shimon Belevi taught us, Minayin Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Misavel Bechas Kainim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires Bechas Kainim and is so happy when Klai Yisrael receives Bechas Kainim, and therefore Klai Yisrael should also act like HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be Misavel for the Brachos of Bechas Kainim, and that's why they should say these Psukim, Ayin the Ben Yoyada. And finally, let's go back to the top of Daf Lamed Chesam Beis, and Taisis states, Ad Sheyichla Amin Piyat Tzibah, and Taisis bothered, why do you have to wait till the entire Tzibah completes saying Amen if L'chari the Gemara Masechtas Brachos states, Ena Bisaya Rishay Livtsaya, Ad Sheyichla Amin Piyat Einin, and Rav Chista over there himself says, Bipi Raiva Einin, and Rav Chista himself is masking that you don't have to wait for all the people that are answering Amen, Ad the Chola Einin Amin, Yosef Medai, Ena Alatoya, and Ayin Taisis, they points out that Bechas Kainim is different, as the whole point of Bechas Kainim is in order to hear what the Kainim is saying, and since when you're hearing two voices, Trey Kali is Loy Mishtamai, that's why we have to wait for all of the people that are saying Amen to complete saying Amen, and even those that are doing improperly and are actually saying Amen longer than necessary, we still require you to wait for them in order to make sure when the Kayanim are saying the Bechsa Mitzvah or they're saying the actual Bechas Kainim that the people hear every single word that the Kayanim say. And also, I entice us in further detail as to when we say the concept of Trey Kali Loy Mishtamai and when we say the concept of Aida the Chavivilu Yavadaita Umashmi, even though it's Trey Kali, Ayin Sham, and we will stop over here.